Tell you, Jonathan Butler writes well, he plays the guitar well, and he sings well. I tell you what, I really enjoy him. Green America is helping us take a look at the significance of immigrants. We began the discussion on Friday. Let's resume that discussion now. One of the things that we mentioned was the lawsuit that had been filed. And as it turns out, there are quite a few green Americans who know about fair trade. And that's a system that helps farm workers and other workers achieve fair living wages, safe and healthy working conditions, collective bargaining, and more transparency. Now, take you back to what this is about, generally speaking. We're taking a look at how in much of America's breadbasket and beyond, from California to Florida, all across this country, we have farm workers who are getting up early to pick the fruits and vegetables that we see in store, or they're getting up to pull weeds on organic farms. A lot of people probably get the idea that this is hard work, because a lot of people, a lot of Americans, don't want to do this kind of work and don't do it. In the meantime, we have these people who are doing the work, many of whom are immigrants. And as we were pointing out, they're mistreated. They are not always treated well. They're not always well compensated for the hard work that they do. And when I say compensated with regards to money, with regards to health benefits, etc., very often they're treated very, very badly. And we talked about that earlier. We pointed out how a lot of the women experience sexual harassment. Yes, very often we see news clips on the news videos on the TV, and we're seeing a lot of men working in the fields, as immigrant men working in the fields as farm workers. And there are a lot of men out there, but there are also quite a few women. And many of those women, in addition to all the other hardships that the men experience, also experience sexual harassment. They have that madness to deal with. So one of the things that a lot of people are doing is they're working towards revamping that whole farm working situation to make life much better for those who work those farms. So, again, many green Americans are aware of fair trade, and I've shared with you what that system is about. It helps farm workers and other workers achieve fair living wages instead of slave or poverty wages, safe and healthy working conditions, collective bargaining, and more transparency. This system also encourages sustainable production. To date, fair trade has been primarily for workers in the developing world, but now farm workers are advancing fair trade in the U.S. and Canada. You know, I tell you the truth, I would have been tempted to think that the phrase fair trade would have had to do with industrial type situations and maybe technology and all that kind of stuff between countries. But this fair trade has to do with treating farm workers well, treating them right. The Domestic Fair Trade Association, also known as the DFTA, the Domestic Fair Trade Association, formed in 2008 as a membership organization whose purpose was to unite the values of organic agriculture with the principles of fair trade in the U.S. and Canada. The DFTA members include farm workers, farmers, retailers, and processors. Five North American companies hold DFTA membership, including Maggie's Organics, Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps, Maple Valley Incorporated, Farmer Direct Co-op, and the Organically Grown Company. This concept of domestic fair trade was created because farm worker and small producer organizations in the U.S. and Canada, as well as organizations and businesses already working internationally on fair trade, found that many of the injustices occurring abroad were also happening right here, according to Erica Inwald, who's DFTA's national coordinator. At the same time, organic certification was growing in the U.S., but this label largely did not address worker welfare. That is so interesting to me, that a lot of attention would be placed on the quality of the food and the safety of the food, which is important. It's a tragedy. I think it's an outrage that we have so many people who grow and produce foods that are so unsafe and so unhealthy in so many ways. It's important. And therefore, I think commendable that we're having more and more people who are stepping up and saying, we're going to provide foods that are grown in safe ways. But now, they're taking that, some people are taking that to another level, ensuring that not only the end users or the end consumers of these food products are treated well by taking good care of the food to make sure that it's clean, safe, healthy, nutritious, but also by taking care of the very people who are on the front lines growing and developing these foods, whether we're talking about the chickens or the lettuce, whatever it may be, taking good care of them as well. Now, again, as many of you know, this is the program where we really, really believe in building. So let's really care about what's happening with the people who are out there in the heat, sometimes in the cold, depending on what crop or, you know, which creatures are being farmed. Let's care about them and the position that they're in. Remember, a lot of them are working not only for themselves, but also for their families, the way we work for our families. Let's care about what they're going through. So, next segment, let's look into this some more. The significance of immigrants, and with a special focus on those who help us get the food we eat.